إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. This week, inshallah ta'ala, before we begin, I just want to say alhamdulillah, it's nice to be back after about 2 weeks break. And we're going to have a side topic today, and then next week, inshallah, we'll begin right after Salatul Asr, and we'll continue with the fiqh that we had left off. But I wanted to make a point just that we can note that before next week, inshallah ta'ala, the issue of going in the bathroom with the left foot and coming out with the right foot. Brother had brought that to my attention, and I said that inshallah I'll bring that hadith. There's no hadith. And maybe this is why I had left it out at the beginning, because there's no hadith that says it. That we go into the bathroom with our left foot and come out with your right foot. That there's no hadith that says that. However, this is a practice that the ulama have said, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do the good things with his right hand and the dirty things with his left hand. And from this, the ulama have extracted going in the bathroom with your left and coming out with your right. And then we'll mention the rest of that, inshallah, when we get to it. There was a point that we had discussed previously, and we had said that we were discussing all of the issues in general, and that there were more to each topic that we discussed, and this is a topic that we discussed and we'll continue on with it inshallah ta'ala, and that is that Islam is complete. Islam is complete, and that any additions to this deen are rejected. And this issue of bid'ah was covered, and the issue of Islam being complete was covered. And we'll take another look at the statement of Imam Malik rahimahullah, as he said, "Man ibtada'a fil Islami bid'atan yaraha hasana faqad za'ama anna Muhammadan qad khana ar-risala لأن الله يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فما لم يكن يومئذ دينا لا يكون اليوم دينا." Imam Malik rahimahullah, the Imam of Darul Hijra, the city of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Madina, he said, "Whoever invents into Islam a bid'ah, a new invention, and he thinks that it is good, then he has alleged that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unloyal and and promoting the message and proclaiming the message. Because indeed Allah Ta'ala has said, 'This day I perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you, and I've chosen for you al-Islam as a deen.' So what was not deen then is not deen today." Imam Malik rahimahullah, he makes it very clear to us. Islam is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed when he finished giving revelation to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that what was in deen then is in deen today. And when someone invents something in the deen, what he's saying is that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last prophet and messenger to humanity, was betraying us by not delivering the message in its totality. Because if he delivered it in its totality, then what is the need for anything new to be invented? What is the need for something new if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last prophet and messenger to humanity, if he gave us the whole complete deen, then what is their need for something new? And when you say that something is new in this deen, and you think that it's good on top of that, this is what you're saying, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed his deen, and what was in deen then is in deen today. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he makes this point clear in many hadith, as he says in this hadith collected by Imam al-Shafi'i in his Musnad. And Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he's among the scholars, as he's known as the scholar of fiqh. He also has a Musnad called Musnad al-Shafi'i, which is a collection of hadith from Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, who's also among the muhaddithin. He brings this hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا تَرَقْتُ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ وَلَا شَيْءٍ مِمَّا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ إِلَّا وَقَدْ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have not left anything that Allah has commanded you to do except that I commanded you to do it. And there is nothing that Allah has prohibited from you for you to do except that I prohibited you to do that thing. And in the other narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا مِمَّا يُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيُبْعِدُكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا يُبْعِدُكُمْ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَيُقَرِّبُكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ إِلَّا وَقَدْ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, I haven't left anything that will get you closer to Allah and farther from the hellfire except that I commanded you to do it. And there is nothing that will get you farther away from Allah and closer to the hellfire except that I prohibited you from doing it. Here we see that the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام hasn't left any stone unturned. Walhamdulillah. And this is as even the disbelievers know it, as they told Salman radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was a part of our last lesson of relieving yourself, where they said, لَقَدْ عَلَّمَكُمْ نَبِيُّكُمْ sallallahu alayhi wasallam كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْخَرَاءَ. That the Messenger of Allah, and this was the Yahud talking to the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I see that your prophet, he teaches you everything, even how to go to the bathroom, saying it in a joking manner. And this is from the hadith of Sahih Muslim, and we remember that Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told that stinking Jew how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Muslims how to keep themselves clean with the etiquettes of istinja. So here, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us every single thing about this deen that anybody needs to know. And if someone thinks that he has something that's good for the Muslims, that's better for us, some moves we need to make, some positions or stances we need to stand upon, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't bring us that, and he thinks it's okay, then he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lied when he said that he explained to us the whole deen. That everything that Allah commanded us to do, He commanded us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything that Allah prohibited us, He prohibited us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that would be pleasing to Allah and get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and farther away from the hellfire, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said He commanded us to do those things. Is someone saying he has something that's going to get us closer to Allah and farther from the hellfire? Does he have something that's from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from humanity and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't bring it? What do we understand when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says from the narration of Imam Ahmad and others, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا لَا يَزِغُ عَنْهَا بَعْدِي إِلَّا هَالِكْ. I've left you on al-bayda, the whiteness pure and clean, talking about the Siratul Mustaqim. Then the night of it is like the day of it, showing that the most difficult aspects of Islam are like the sun shining in the sky. And no one will deviate from this except that he's destroyed. This is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us on. He's left us on right guidance. And whoever chooses other than that is going to go astray. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the famous hadith, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ لَن تَضِلُّوا مَا إِنْ اَعْتَصَمْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I've left you with two things, that if you hold fast to them, you won't go astray. Well, you won't ever go astray. The book of Allah and my sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us everything that we need to stay on this straight path. Gave us everything we need so that we don't go astray. Is there someone that's going to say he has something other than that? That's going to be guidance, and the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was unaware of it? He didn't show us? He didn't command us to do that thing? Then he's saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lied when he said he delivered the message. He's saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lied when he told us that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam had delivered this message. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam delivered this message, and he delivered it in his final and complete form. It's total, walhamdulillah, and this is Allah's favor to humanity by completing this deen until Yawm al-Qiyamah. We all believe in that, but we have to live our lives as Muslims as if we see that. That we have to hold fast to that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us and leave off everything else. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought us with, the Quran and the Sunnah. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to hold fast to. As he says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is my path. The straight path, follow it. And don't follow any other path. Don't follow any other path. They will lead you away from my path. This is what I am advising you with, so that you could have taqwa. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us with. Humanity to follow that straight path. The path that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoke about. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, خَطَ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَطًا ثُمَّ خَطَ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ خُطُوطًا ثُمَّ قَالَ هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ وهذه سبل متفرقة على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم drew for us a line. And we see how easy this deen is, as the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is laying it out for us. He drew a line. And he said, this is the path of Allah. Then he drew other lines on the right side of that and on the left side of it. And he said, these are divided lines. On top of each one is a shaitan calling you down that path. And then he read the ayah, and this is the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is my path, the straight path. Follow it and don't follow any other path, as they will lead you away from my path. This path, the Siratul Mustaqim, this path of the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to follow, we have to follow it as this deen is correct. And we believe in it, that it's complete, and we have to live our lives in as Muslims as if we understand this point, so that we don't go astray and follow those other paths right into the hellfire. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he makes a statement. And some Muslims, if they misunderstand this statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it makes them act as if they don't understand that Allah completed this deen. And that's his statement radiallahu ta'ala anhu, مَا رَآهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ حَسَنًا فَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْحَسَنًا. Yeah, I left my book in the car. Huh? Kila? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, whatever the Muslims see as being good, then it's good in the sight of Allah. They say that this is an authentic hadith reported on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it has not been authentically reported on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the ulama of hadith explain. Rather, this has been authentically reported on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa radiyallahu an Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. This statement, if we misunderstand it, we can think, if that brother thinks something is good, he Muslim, must be okay. That group of Muslims over there, they say, hey, let's do this. We say, he Muslim, whatever the Muslims see is good, then it's good in the sight of Allah. And then any Muslim has the right to invent any type of corruption and foolishness he wants, as they do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And then the rest of the Muslims follow him, thinking that they understand the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, whatever the Muslims see as good, then it is in the sight of Allah good. This statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I had forgot the whole statement, and I brought the Musnad of Abu Dawood al-Tayalisi with me so that I can quote the exact wording of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But I have to paraphrase it as best I could. He said, radiallahu anhu, that Allah looked into the hearts of humanity and chose the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sent him as a messenger to humanity. Then Allah looked into the hearts of the people after the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and found the finest hearts, the hearts of his companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Allah made them companions to the last Prophet and Messenger of humanity, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiallahu an ashab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever the Muslims see as good, then it is good in the sight of Allah. When we see Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we see how he says this statement in the context. Who are those Muslims that he's referring to other than the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, as he goes on to say, and we saw that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was the best one to be the Khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Is there anyone to doubt that what they saw as being good by choosing Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Khalifa of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone sees that as being other than good in the sight of Allah? And whatever the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has saw to be good as combining the Quran up into one book and preserving it and spreading it around to the Muslims so that they can have the Quran in one book and the people can memorize the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the other things that the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed upon. Is there anyone that would doubt that what those Muslims saw is good, that it is other than good in the sight of Allah? This is what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu meant. And no Muslim in his right mind could ever think that any Muslim could see something and do it that way and it's good just because he's Muslim. Well, he Muslim, akhi. And if he tell us to get on one of those crooked paths down to Washington and eventually to the hellfire, then we're going to follow him. He a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed this deed, gave us everything we need to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his sunnah, he showed us everything we need to stay on this Sirat al-Mustaqim. And told us if we get off of it, that no one will get off of it except that he will be destroyed. If we want to get off of this Sirat al-Mustaqim and get on that Sirat al... I don't know what you want to call that. Sirat al-Mushrikeen. If we want to get on the path of the Mushrikeen and march down there to Washington, that what would be more truthful than the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one deviates from it except that he's destroyed? What would be more truthful than the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahu rad? that whoever invents something in this affair of ours, then it is rejected. What would be more truthful than the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu bid'atin dalala wa kullu dalalatin finnar. Every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the hellfire. Meaning the people who practice that straying is in the hellfire. What would be more truthful than the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on top of each one of them is a shaitan calling them to it. You tell me we don't know Farrakhan's a shaitan, how in the world are we going to get on top of that? And the rest of the shayateen with them. There's some Muslims, they doubting in that shaitan? Are they doubting in his kufr? After this guidance of Islam and the rest of the people, they tell you straight up, we're not Muslims, we're kafirs, come join us because we black. And we say, okay, that's okay, shaitan, I'll be with you. How much that costs? Pay them the money, then go ahead down there with them. Wallahi, how can the Muslims be in their right mind and say that we understand Allah sent us this complete, final deen, and then we live it like it's not complete? Oh Allah, I know you told us this day I perfected for you your deen, but you forgot one thing. When them devils come up with this devilish program that we have to pay our money and march down to the house of the devils to look for corruption and injustice and oppression, the same injustice and oppression we found yesterday, we want to pay for some more of it to go down there. You forgot about telling us we're supposed to do that. Somebody going to tell his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala that? What are we going to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We march with those mushrikeen down to the land of mushrikeen, to the house of the mushrikeen, playing with the mushrikeen, with the speakers of the mushrikeen. Everything in the whole program is shirk. And where you can say, well, there's Muslims going. There's Muslims. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, if you sit with those people who make mockery in front of this deen, playing with the ayahs of Allah, if you sit with them after this guidance come to you, what Allah say to you? فَإِنَّهُ مِثْلَهُ. You just like them. And we know that as we covered from the point where the Messenger of Allah ﷺ taught us, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever imitates the people is like them. You want to imitate them in their march? Invent your own Muslim march. How in the world are you going to call it a Muslim march? Everything Muslim has been already given to us by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're going to imitate the kafirs and put Muslim on top of it and then it's going to be Islamic? As if you attach Muslim on top of any type of kufr and shirk and deviance and astray you want, and then it's Islamic. Islamic kufr. Islamic deviance. Islamic parade. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How can people make fun of Islam like that? How can we make mockery of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after He's guided us to this truth? This is when the Muslims do it. What about when the straight up kafirs do it? They say this is for kufr. They ain't say this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say we establishing a million kafirs to establish kufr in the land. You down? Put your money down. And then the Muslims are going to say, I'm down. I want more kufr in my community. We need better kufr communities. And the Muslims said, okay. Don't think because you say black, it don't mean kafir. Like black can't, ain't no such thing as black kufr. Wallahi, what we see outside is except black kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guided us to this deen. He made this deen complete. We understand that when we're going to start acting like it. Wallahi, we have to tell the Muslims, and we have to warn the Muslims from following this deviance, and this corruption, and this shirk, and kufr. And I just said bid'ah, and that may be the best terminology for this thing. Bid'ah might be the best thing, as the Muslims have the audacity, and I don't even remember what they were saying, to try to tie this into Islam. Saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the Muslims to Najashi, rahimahullah wa radiyallahu anhu, who accepted Islam. The one who heard the ayat of Quran and accepted Islam, this is the man, rahimahullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Muslims to. Clinton and all of them, mushriks and Farrakhan and all of them, they ain't hear of Islam?
They didn't reject Islam, they rejected it. Case is closed. Prophet ﷺ ain't said nobody to no stinking kafir who hate and reject Islam until you go live with him. Go be with him. Go look for some help for him. Make a fool of yourself in front of him. What kind of deen is that? Wallahi, we wouldn't even accept Islam if that was Islam. Islam said go be with the kafirs. Okay, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wallahi, if somebody told us Islam was kufr, we wouldn't have accepted it. Islam is tawheed walhamdulillah. Islam is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tell me where in the Quran you find the ayat, go march with staking kafirs. What ayah say go march with the kafirs? What ayah say go join the kafirs? What ayah say go help the kafirs? What ayah say go clean up your community? This stuff is a, wallahi, clean up your community sounds just like democracy. It's no reality to the word. Wallahi, we've seen it for, since we've been black. Since we've been in America, we see all of these attempts to clean up our so-called community, the black community. You tell me where the drugs at if it ain't in my community. You tell me we're drinking and smoking and drugs at if it ain't in our community. You tell us we're stealing, fornication and adultery, lying and cursing, and everything else. If it ain't in our community, where is that? This word, clean up the community, clean up the black community, it's a, I don't know, khiali. It's a figment of somebody's imagination who's still laughing at us because he paid. We paid him the money and he's still laughing all the way to the bank. And the bank man probably laughing too. Probably going to tell him, if you pull this off, you know everybody probably behind him, Farrakhan, listen. You pull this one off, you the man. You get them niggas on this, we give you what you want. And they gave him what he want. Wallahi, you see it on the news, he got free publicity for this joint. They giving it to him for free on every station, every radio, every. He didn't even have to pay for marketing this thing. They paying him to market it. And then the Muslims going to be down with that thing. Talking about they going to clean up something. Yeah, we got something we need to clean up. It's called our hearts. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When he was asked to make الحجة before صلح الحديبية at this time he's weak. He asked all the Arabs, whatever, if they non-believer to join him for this Hajj, for this Hajj. Okay? And you have to realize something, brother. That we live in a country, it's not a Muslim country.
Okay, I think that's enough.
Okay. You need to finish, brother.
No, I think that's enough. Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. We were saying Allah completed this deen. You tell me when Allah revealed to His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. On Arafah, in the Hajj, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was other than the most victorious man on the planet. And that everyone was humiliated in sight of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that the people were afraid for a month's journey that if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have got there, that he would have destroyed them. And we know from the history of Islam, as we have Imam al-Nasai rahimahullah from a city called Nisa, that they call it the city of the women, because when the Muslim army got there, was nobody left but women. All of the men booked. This was the strength of Islam. Don't talk about no days when Islam was getting started and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim, was using the wisdom that he used. Let's talk about the day when he said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. What kind of compromise did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give? Except Aslam taslam. Accept Islam and you'll be saved. This deen is complete. I'm happy with it being complete. And if somebody want to go back to Mecca when it's not complete, and go back to a half deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded no one to worship, go back there in that foolishness. And the march to Jahannam is for anyone who wants to follow that path. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that this Muslim ummah will be divided into 73 sects. All of them in the hellfire except one. مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمَ أَصْحَابِي. What I am upon today and my companions. Tell me the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon following Farrakhan. Akhi, kafirs ain't even going to that joint because Farrakhan on it. They said, I would march if he wasn't there. I ain't that stupid. And the Muslims said, we are. We're going to send a delegation of 5,000. Subhanallah al-Azim. What we want after the truth of this Islam? What do we want after the truth of this deen of Islam? This day I have perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you, and I've chosen for you al-Islam as a deen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that verse to his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, they had already conquered Mecca and the whole Arabian Peninsula was Muslim, and the rest of the world was frightened to death that in 30 days he might be there sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the victorious Muslim army. You tell me if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam victorious, and he didn't die alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Muslims were uppermost in the land. Everybody had to learn Arabic because the Prophet ﷺ sent the letter in Arabic. Huh, take this letter, accept this, aslam taslam. I don't know Arabic. Hurry up, make somebody learn some Arabic. He might be saying something. He might be here in a month. Translate that letter into our language. This is how the kafirs were feeling. Because this was the strength of Islam and the Muslims. And the only people who think we don't have no strength are the munafiqeen. That this is the mentality of the munafiqeen. That they think Islam isn't strong, it isn't complete, it isn't correct.
Subhanallah, he got me all. Astaghfirullah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when those mushrikeen said, يَقُولُونَ لَئِنْ رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. The stinking disbelievers, they said, when we come back to Medina, the power mighty for ones, we're going to kick out those weak ones. We're talking about the Muslims. We're going to kick out those weak ones. Allah said the power and the might is for Allah, His messenger, and the believers, but the munafiqs don't know it. Those munafiqs going down there looking for some might and power from the mushriks, don't they know that the power and the might is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And He warns us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nisa, are you looking for your power and might from them? And the power is for Allah alone.
Verse number
139. الذين يتخذ فبشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And give glad tidings of the hellfire, of a painful chastisement to the munafiqs. Those people who take the kafirs as friends instead of the Muslims. Are you seeking power and might from them? Indeed, the izzah is for Allah, all of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, prohibits us from going to them, asking them for some power. What Farrakhan going to do for us? Wallahi, what all of the kafirs in the whole dunya, if they united up together to do something, what they going to do for you? They can't even keep their own selves out of the hellfire. This deen of Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They can't even understand that. That's how stupid they are. Akhi, your Lord created you to worship Allah. I don't understand that. I'm a kafir. You can take that to somebody else. That's how stupid they are. Now we're going to go to them and look for some help and look for some guidance. (Clears throat)
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He completed this deen of Islam, and this deen is in need of nothing. And those people who think that this deen is in nothing, he's a munafiq. Whoever thinks this deen needs some more, he's a munafiq. And let him keep on going, because we're going to give you glad tidings of a painful chastisement. You think there's some help with those mushriks? Go get it and see how much help they'll give you. See how much help the people that Allah described them as this is going to give you. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يُرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا. They will never stop fighting you until they turn you back from your deen if they're able to. Those are the people you said let's march with. وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. And the Jews and the Christians will never be satisfied with you. Will never be satisfied with you till you follow their religion. Those people, I'm going to go unite. Who are you marching with? I'm marching with the people who are going to fight me until they turn me back to be kafirs like them. يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفُرُوا لَوْ كُنْتُ. So many ayats in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us to the truth, but it's like we read another Quran.
What's this?
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Most of the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, they love to turn you back to kafirs after you, your iman, because of their envy of you, after the truth has been made clear to them. All them kafirs in that march heard of Islam already. Is there a leader going down there, he haven't heard of Islam? All those leaders been called to this truth. And they said, no, we ain't accepting no Islam. We got the power, and y'all pay up and come join up. And we said, all right. We said, all right. They denounced Islam, and we said, all right, I'm down with you. And the Muslims, I don't even know how in the world we made a debate of the issue. How in the world can you debate marching with a kafir or not? Are you going to debate, do you want to go to the hellfire, to Jannah? Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana al-Islam wa sunnah. Alhamdulillah, who has guided us to Islam and the sunnah. And Alhamdulillah, who has guided us to Islam in its complete and final form. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to die on that. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh. I hope that everyone excuses me today. But I just couldn't believe how upset I was just to imagine that Muslims were going. And they said that they were sending 5,000. One Muslim organization said that they were sending 5,000 Muslims. So if I went too far, I hope that the brothers and the sisters, inshallah, forgive me. And if there was any wrong, then it's from me. Wa astaghfirullah wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Yes. When I talk about cleaning, was that? All I can say is astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِي الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. The last verse in Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you turn back, if you turn away, then Allah will replace you with another people, then they won't be like you. Allah is talking to the Muslims. If you turn away, if you turn your back on this guidance I gave you and practicing this deed, then he will replace you with another people who won't be like you, who won't turn their back. We don't have one Muslim community. What community are we going to clean up? We can't even get serious enough to build a community because we're scared to give our lives and our wealth for Allah's deen. That we happy living with the kafir, looking like the kafir, talking like the kafir, dressing like the kafir, and astaghfirullah, some of the Muslims want to be the kafirs. And you watch how many Muslims go down there with Farrakhan, come back a kafir. And when it done already happened in the past, people went to listen to Farrakhan, then they came back on that same kufr. They went to listen to him and said, that brother got something. Yeah, he got some magic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that as a way to replace you because you were so weak anyway that Allah wanted somebody that was really going to stand on his deen. So he just replaced over all of them foolish Muslims. You look at them, they weak, they don't want to stand on his deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them go with them kufar, then replace them with strong, real Muslims on this deen. And really we should just be ashamed of ourselves, or we should be just praying. Really we might as well just sit and wait for Allah to replace us. Because we ain't standing on this deen, and all of us know how far we've fallen short. And we sitting around act like Allah won't replace us. Why we can't think Allah won't replace us? We can go into that, but just to be brief, the Prophet ﷺ made Salatul Tarawih in Ramadan with the believers in congregation. You remember that? For a particular amount of days until the crowd got so big that the Prophet ﷺ stopped it and said, I fear if I keep going, Allah may make it compulsory on the people and they won't be able to handle it. When he died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no possibility of it being compulsory. And the Muslims, as Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he revived the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because Umar bin Khattab, when we say what he did anyone do that before him? Yes. Who was he? Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Whatever language they use, we ask the question right now. Did someone do what Umar did before him?
Yes.
Who was he? Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Could someone do something the Prophet did and call that an innovation in this deen, and every innovation is in the hellfire? Kalla. The word bid'ah, it has meanings. A linguistical meaning and a technical Islamic meaning. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used it in a linguistic meaning. And the technical meaning, it doesn't mean that. Let me take him down. I'll take him. Farah.
You had a question, Farah?
Yeah. About the class we were talking about, the big class on the ghusl.
Yeah.
We were talking about when you're in a state of ceremony, what is it called?
Janaba.
Janaba. You take a shower, you say it's your soap first.
Don't call it.
Yeah. Inshallah. When we make the ghusl, and we're in the state of Janaba, and we make the ghusl, that's with no soap, just water. As soapy water is tahir, and it's not permissible to use that as a means of purification. If we need to use soap, we can use it before the ghusl. Take a shower with soap, clean yourself up, and then make the ghusl without soap, as you can't have soapy water when you make the ghusl. That will make your ghusl invalid, as you have to use pure water. Yes, sir. What should you say to Muslims who make Juma in a church? They asked you to say something?
No, I'm saying, when I tell them it's wrong, what should I say to them?
Alright, what's wrong with that?
Is there something wrong with it?
You said it was something wrong with it. Now we're gonna question you.
So now I'm asking you, is there something wrong with it?
So you ready to just go tell them, and you wanna know how to go tell them how they're wrong on something that you're not sure if it's wrong or not? Alright, we'll have to let that go then, inshallah, and then discuss that later. We'll discuss that later, inshallah, time. Yes. But if I could discuss it with the Imam, it's better. Huh? Yeah. Yes.
Yes, Imam. After Margaret, couple weeks ago, the Imam was reading a hadith on fans above the ankles. But he read one that said the prayers will not be accepted if your fans are not over your ankles. This hadith is authentic.
I don't know about it.
You already saw the
Yeah.
No, something, I don't know the exact word.
Volume 1. Give me Riyad Salihin out of there. I don't remember who it was.
Yes.
The verse in Ali Imran speaks about clear verses and unclear verses. The verses that are clear and not clear, how would you resist somebody that this is a clear verse and that this is not clear?
I don't know. Yeah, it's in the beginning of Surah Ali Imran. I don't know, basically everything is clear. Yeah, to us, a lot of the verses don't seem clear because we don't know anything. But it's really clear, we're trying to say, no, okay, this is not clear. No, it's clear, it's just our problem. I don't even know, you know any of the unclear verses? You know. We believe, as they say, كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. All of it is from our Lord, we believe in all of it. Yes, sir.
What is the punishment for rape?
What is the punishment for rape? I don't know. He knows what I'm going to ask. You rape somebody, I can't stop for
him. Because the action is like the action. If a sister was raped,
what's her punishment if she got raped?
No, the rape. And also, like,
in this society?
Really, the men, us men, we should be waiting for our punishment because we put our sisters in the kafir environment and subjected them to that. So really, our question should be, what's our punishment for subjecting our wives and our mothers and our daughters to this kufr? That should be our question. When the sisters asked us, we should have just, I couldn't even face the sister. Because really, we cowards, akhi. Wallahi. The sisters accepted Islam for how many years ago? What we give them? Nothing but a hard time. Wallahi, I don't even know how. Wallahi, I'm scared to even talk to the sisters. Because if they say that to me, what can I say? I haven't done nothing for them. I haven't given them one block that they can walk down on it and feel like I'm a Muslim sister. Now we want to know about the punishment. I don't know what Allah is going to give us, but I hope He saves us and spares us. And just lets us go for saying La ilaha illallah, because we haven't done much more than that.
Is there a minimum amount of people you need to hold a Jumu'ah
except I think they say it's two people or three people, I forgot. Yes, I mean, yeah, I can't remember. It's one,
three people in the imam.
Yeah. They have some sayings, you know, one person in the imam or two people in the imam. I don't know anything specific from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah or from the statements of from the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, that narrows that down to any particular thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But one thing we do know, we don't have that problem, alhamdulillah. Unless you know that somebody has that problem.
If you had a workplace and you have like this amount of Muslims.
No, if you had a workplace, you're going to leave off your work and go to the masjid and make the Jumu'ah. There's no excuse for anything. So, bye, Mr. Kaff. I'm going to make Jumu'ah.
Those two are similar.
Yes, Bukhari and Muslim. But the one about the Salah?
Yes, this is.
I hear and I obey. I hear and I obey. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person to be successful.
This is the hadith. Yeah.
This is that's Abu Dawud. This is the end of the hadith. This is the end of the state of Allah.
I don't remember the authenticity of that hadith. More than likely, it's authentic and Allah knows best.
Abu Dawud.
Can you please explain if you have multiple pains of some things? Multiple pairs of some things. Does that consist of vanity? I don't know. But I know we're not supposed to be extravagant, and so long as we're trying not to be extravagant, inshallah, we'll be alright. I think we're going to take about one question and we have to go, inshallah. Let me just take these two brothers and that's it.
I have a good question. It's like, you make no deals from Catholic, period. Is that so?
Huh?
Making any deals from Catholic, period, right?
No, you can make business transactions with the Catholics, there's no problem. Why are you trying to limit Allah's deen?
Why I'm trying to limit it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not trying to limit it.
That's what you said. I didn't say only business transactions. I said business transactions. You know, I gave like an example.
Right.
You're just saying only? Like, you can't do
business.
Really, I think if we be too detailed, we might fall into what the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah halakal mutanati'un. Allah halakal mutanati'un. Allah halakal mutanati'un. Aren't the people dig too deep, destroy? Aren't the people dig too deep, destroy? Aren't the people dig too deep, destroy? I think Islam is kind of clear for us, and we just have to go out and be Muslim.
What kind of
scholars of the Salaf of the past, he was asked. I know a person, he sits with the people of deviance, and he sits with the people of truth. What do you have to say about him? He says he's a person who mixes falsehood up with the truth. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blamed the people for mixing the falsehood up with the truth. As he tells us the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, while he's prohibiting the people, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And don't mix falsehood up with the truth. And hide, don't mix truth up with falsehood, and hide the truth, and you know better. This statement, I read it years ago, and I felt the benefit from this statement, that if we're going to be on this truth, then that's what you're going to be on. And that it's no mixing this truth up with falsehood. And a person, you see him as, it's real common in the States, he's just, as we say, straddling the fence. That person is just lost, just as the other person who is on the side of the deviant side of the fence. Because there's no such thing as, I go around, I get a little truth, I get a little falsehood. As one of the brothers was telling me, I go around and I listen to all of the khutbahs of everybody. You can imagine what his mind must look like. All kind of stuff mixed up in it. He don't know the truth from falsehood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's commanded us to stand on this truth and guided us to this truth, and this truth is clear from falsehood. And when we hang around the people of falsehood and we sit and we listen to their talk and to their speech, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might just make us just like them. I'm saying this because unfortunately there's an idea that's going around in the Muslims' minds, and it's so corrupt, it's just amazing that we could have adopted this idea. You say, Akhi, you have to make salat in the masjid. He says, I make salat, I go around to every masjid and make salat. You say, Subhanallah, Akhi, you don't drive a taxi cab. How are you making salat in every single masjid? He thinks that he can control, or he's trying to say that he's united, and his showing that he's united is by saying he goes everywhere. He's not going everywhere. Either you're standing on the truth with the people on the truth, or you're not. There's no such thing as you're going everywhere. This is the same thing when it comes to supporting this deen. Some people, if you ask Makhi, you would support the Muslims? He says, support everybody. It means he doesn't support anybody.
And it's an excuse that the people use to make like, you don't know what I'm doing. We do so. We live with you. The Muslims are ummah. How is someone going to say, no one knows what he's doing, he's just going all around doing all of this good, and no one sees it, and no one is aware of it? If we're going to get on this deen, inshallah ta'ala, for real, we're going to have to get serious and to get committed into doing that which is the truth. I heard something today, and it shocked me to say, or to try to say what I'm saying now, and that is, the Muslims are trying to establish Islam and to spread the deen of Allah. And this deen is like that person said, rahimahullah, that the sunnah is like Noah's Ark. Whoever gets on it is successful, and whoever doesn't is destroyed. That's the same thing with this deen. Whoever stands on this deen and supports it with his life and his wealth will be successful, and whoever doesn't, isn't. We think that if we do some help to the masjid, or if we help out the school, that we're doing somebody a favor. Nobody don't need nobody's favor. And I'm sad for the person who is astray and only harming himself, thinking he's doing a favor for someone. You're not doing a favor for me and anybody else. Either you're going to be on this deen and support this deen and get your reward from Allah, or you're not going to be on it. The Muslims, unfortunately, in every aspect, Muslims just break off and do their own thing and say, we all Muslim, we support. A brother comes up, a little boy. Can you give us some money to support the whatever school? Tell him, what? A new school somewhere. Why? The people say, I asked them, why you don't come to the Islamic Day School? The school is already established. They say, oh, we can't afford it. Okay, come and make some type of arrangement. Show how much money you make, how much you can afford, and see if there can be something. It's not that. People just not committed. They're not down with this deen. They want to do their own program, and they try to make an excuse by saying, I'm a Muslim, which means I can do whatever I want to do. I don't have to be committed to nothing. I don't have to stand upon nothing. You can't tell me I ain't Muslim. You can't see in my heart. You can't see I'm not down. See, I'm trying to do something. We're doing the school. Oh, you don't want to bless our efforts? People don't want to stand with the Jama'ah and stand with the Muslims when they do something. So they just want to break off and have a reason to do their own thing. And this is the same thing with those Muslims going for the Mushrik Man March. That they're going, they don't want to be on the truth and stand and struggle. So they want to look for a way out. They're not going to offer you anything. They say, well, I'm just trying to be involved in my community. I'm just trying to do something positive. You ain't trying to do something positive, you're running from positive. Because if you want to do something positive, all of us know the struggle you got to put out. You know what it takes to really be down in this thing. And when the people see it and they get all flaky, they just go out and do their own thing because they don't want to be down with it. Oh, well, it's better over here. Oh, it's better over there. Okay, your leg, you might have somebody else. He got more muscular legs than yours. Go cut yours off and try to get some like his. Everybody think that there's no such thing as being satisfied with what Allah gave you and working hard to make that thing better? You think you can go out and be independent by yourself and do your own thing and this is better for you? And what deen is this better for you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be this brotherhood and to be tight, and to be down and committed to one another, and to be responsible and accountable to one another. This thing that I can go out and do my own thing, it's because you're in America, and they let you go astray, because that's their program. Oh, they giving you a hard time over there? Putting a little struggle on you? All right, you ain't got to go there. I'll let you do your own thing over here. And the Muslims just go out and do their own thing, and then say that they're down. Wallahi, when we in need, we come to the brothers. I'm in need. I need. Who's doing something for this deen of Islam? A brother said he wanted to come up here to work, to make some money, to go make hijrah or whatever he wanted to do. I told him, you know, that's the story of everybody. And we used to say, everybody's coming to get something. What you gonna give? Yeah, I'm going over there to get the sunnah. Yeah, I'm going over there to get this. Yeah, I'm going over there to get that. What are the Muslims going to give for Allah's deen? Allah gave us everything we wanted. We were astray. We said, oh Allah, guide us. He guided us. Now, what are we going to give to Allah's deen? Nothing. Everybody out doing his own program, thinking he's successful. Wallahi, if we're going to be successful, we're going to do that which everybody before us did that was successful. Held fast to this deen, and held fast to one another until Allah gave them victory. You didn't see the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, Ya Rasulullah, I know you're telling us to be patient. Look, they burn all of the skin off my back. You're talking about being patient. I'm out of here. You hear the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that? Oh, it looks like some people with their own, I hate to use the word stupidity, but I'm trying to think of a nicer word to use, and I think that's the nicest one. They think the school is going to be a failure. So they say, man, but I think the Muslims are going to fail over there. So I think I go do my own thing over here. Then when your own thing over there fails, then you come begging back to the Muslims, oh Muslims, I was with you all the time. This type of mentality, nothing is going to fail. Allah gives the success to whoever He pleases. We're only going to be in this deen if it looks like we're going to get something. And we did a little talk about those people who worship Allah al-Harf. Those people, they enter into Islam not wholeheartedly. They enter into it so they can get something. Like the brothers say, most of the time in the prison, a lot of people, they accept Islam to get protection. On the street, we accept Islam to get whatever we can get. And we find out that we say, I'm Muslim more when it's time to get something than when it's time to give something for Allah's deen. Yeah, I'm Muslim. I don't know why the brother won't lend me no money. I'm Muslim. See how the Muslim brotherhood is? Brother is down and out. Ain't nobody there to help him.